Hi, I'm Douglas E. Welch, and this is At the End of the Day, where I talk about basically whatever's on my mind at the end of the day. Today is Friday, February 12th, at least for another hour and a half or so. And there were a couple things that caught my mind today, the big one being Google Buzz. I wrote about this in the End of the Day blog post, I think, yesterday. I wanted to touch on it a little bit today. Google Buzz, if you haven't checked it out, is a new conversation social media system, something like Twitter, something like a service called FriendFeed. Basically, it allows you to interact with those people who are in your Google contacts list, people who share items with you on Google Reader, and so on. What's amazed me about Buzz is how people have very quickly, within one day of the service being open, people come out and said, oh, it's great, oh, it's trash. Just totally divisive, contrary opinions on it. To which point I say, how do you know? Frankly, it takes me a lot longer to figure out whether a service is going to be useful to me or not than one day, 2 days, a week, 2 weeks, whatever. Some services that I sign up for, I know that I sign up for them, I look at them and go, yeah, I really don't have a particular use for that particular service. Others, like Google Buzz, attract me in some way because they help to consolidate a lot of what I do online, especially my Google Reader shared items, where I can basically be reading my daily blogs, and if I want to share something with the world, I can simply click the share button, and it goes out in many different ways. Now there's a new way that it goes out, which is directly through Google Buzz, so that I have seen actually a dramatic increase in the number of people following me directly through my shared items, which is great. Frankly, I look on my shared items like I'm curating the internet for you. My thinking is if I found something interesting, you might find it interesting too. And I actually have a lot of people who tell me that again and again over Twitter and other sources that, wow, that's really cool. That's really neat. Thanks for sharing that. And I think Google Buzz just opens that up to a wider audience. The other thing that really captures me in the discussion about Google Buzz is it's an issue that's gone back long before Google Buzz ever existed. And that is dramatic announcements by people of how they're tired, that they have to sign up for another service and move their whole network over there and do all this stuff, when in reality you don't. As I often tell my clients, you're still in charge of technology. You control it. It does not control you. If you're checking out a new service like Google Buzz, it's because you want to check it out. You want to see what's new. You want to see what might be there for you. There are some cases, whether you're too busy, you're uninterested, whatever, you may not check out a new service. And you know what? That's okay. There is no obligation for you to try out some new service, some new website, whatever. No obligation at all. The only obligation that's found there is the obligation we put on ourselves. Somehow we feel like we're missing out on something, we're not on the cutting edge of something, and that's what drives that attitude. There's no need for it. We have plenty of stress in our day. We don't need to add more stress by feeling that we're not engaging in something that everybody else in the world is engaging in. It's simply not true. If Google Buzz will interest you in the future, you'll figure that out. You may not be one of those first people in line to use it and try it out. And again, that's okay. It reminds me of people who have a need to stand in line overnight or sleep out on the sidewalk overnight or go to a midnight movie on the Thursday night when a movie opens for the first time to be the first one to see it. That's not really the right attitude you want to be in. It's not about being first. It's about being interested. If you're interested in something and you really think it's going to help you in your work, in your life, or whatever, well then getting on board right away is great. It's neat and it might actually benefit you. But doing it just to be first doesn't have any value at all. And in fact, people sound a little odd when they're complaining about how they have to do this and they have to do that, because the other people realize, no, you don't. And I'm not sure how I look at people who say that, but I certainly don't look at them in a favorable light, at least for that small little comment. It makes me wonder what their priorities are and how they're thinking. Again, I don't let technology control me, and I don't want anyone to let technology control them. And so when I see that that balance is being disturbed, you know, that makes me think about it more for myself and for them as well. So, no obligation. You want to check out Buzz or any other service that comes along, check it out. But do it because you want to, not because you feel you have to. Finally tonight, I do want to let you know about my Career Opportunities podcast and column that I released today, Friday. It's entitled, Not Everyone is Trying to Take Advantage of You. And this stems directly from an experience I had this week with a client. And it made me think at the time, and it made me think deeply as I wrote the column about this very common problem where people are becoming so scared, so stressed, so frightened that they come from the attitude that everyone is trying to take advantage of them every single day. And as you might imagine, that can really color your relationships with people and actually drive away good people who could actually do you some good. So go ahead and listen to the column, give it a read, and tell me what you think. There's a comments link on every blog post on my website. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you think about at the end of the day as well. Google Buzz, the troublesome problem of having too many services. Let me know what you think. You can check out everything at my website, DouglasEWelch.com, and you can find this particular blog, My Word, at DouglasEWelch.com/blog. That's the end of the day for Friday, February 12th. Have a great night and a great weekend.